Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening. Thank you for downloading. And thank you for subscribing to the latest edition of the 12 Kyle podcast. I am your boy, 12 Kyle. Man, check this out. On this episode, what we're going to talk about is the Confessions album. The fourth studio album by Usher Raymond IV, or better known as Usher, R&B singer extraordinaire. Let me just start by saying, like, it is really and truly unbelievable to me that this album, this calendar year, is turning 20 years old. This album was released March 23rd, 2004. And honestly, it feels like it just came out like yesterday. But yeah, what we're going to do is talk about the album, talk about thoughts on the album, talk about the production of the album, who produced it, songs, so forth and so on, and little backstories as well. So let's go back, man. 2004, a lot was going on. Where were you and what were you doing in 2004? Well, for me, let's see, 2004, I was married. We had two kids at the time. Just Dion and Cameron, our two oldest sons, and they were young, and it was, you know, my wife and I, Charisse, we were, you know, still young in our marriage because we got married in 2000, so we'd only been married for a couple of years, but this album really hit, particularly here where we live in Atlanta, because, you know, Usher is someone, while he wasn't born here, he was somebody definitely who the city adopted. And he claims ATL, so ATL claims Usher as well. But this album really hit on a lot of different levels, and it spread like wildfire. As many of you know, this was his fourth studio album. This was coming off of his 8701 album. And you know, what's funny was, as I was thinking about it, I was like, okay, well, why was the album called 8701? And that was the date that it came out, August 7th, 2001. And so what happened was he had the rise of that album. And that album gave you hits like You Remind Me, You Got It Bad, You Don't Have to Call, and U-Turn as well. And so, you know, he's coming off that. And in that span of time between the last album and this album, he sought out some great producers, and I'll talk about that in just a second. But the backstory that I think had all of us intrigued was his personal life, at least for me. And I don't get, you know, too much into, you know, personal stuff or anything like that. But Usher had just wrapped up, if you will, his 2-year relationship with R&B singer Chilli of the group TLC. And, you know, they broke up, and they, I'll be honest, I mean, a lot of people referred to them as a power couple. They really were a very cute couple, if you will. And so, you know, people were surprised at how and why they broke up, because nobody knew the how. They just knew that they broke up. And even around the city, like, I don't think a lot of people knew what was going on. And again, you got to remember, this is 2003, 2004. So while we have the internet, TMZ ain't popping like that. You know, Worldstar pretty much didn't exist, that type of thing. So you don't really have a situation where the tabloids can be very intrusive into your life, at least as much as you want to have them. And even with social media, while social media existed, it wasn't really popping like that. I mean, like, by this time, Twitter isn't even really a thing, at least, you know, amongst the masses. So a lot of stuff that happened, a lot of information we got was based on word of mouth, and word came out that, you know, Usher and Chilli had parted ways. And as someone who's a fan of Chilli, I mean, even though I'm married, I mean, like, you know, I was kind of happy, you know, but not. But I'm a fan of Usher's too. So, you know, I was a little surprised. I think a lot of people around the city were. I know a couple of people who knew, who run in their circles, and, you know, they said it was, you know, kind of a shock to everybody or whatever like that. So that was the backstory. So you had Usher coming off this breakup and he's making this album and nobody knows what the album is going to look like or feel like or sound like. And, you know, Usher's a pretty popular guy. So, you know, once the word got out, it was just like, okay, well, what's he going to do? And is he going to address, you know, Chili and the breakup in this relationship? And so you had all of those things at play here. And I mentioned a little earlier, Usher enlisted some great producers. But the Confessions album, as I mentioned, it dropped March 23rd, 2004. He recorded it between 2003 and 2004. Running time right at an hour, which is long enough for an R&B album. It's 60 minutes. There's a special edition version of the album that's 77 minutes. So that's even longer than an hour. Personally, I don't want to sit and listen to an album that long, but this album really doesn't feel long at all. But when the album finally dropped, listen, it spread like wildfire. In the United States alone, this album sold 1.1 million copies the first week that it came out. Let me say that again. The album sold 1.1 million copies the first week that it came out. That doesn't happen even back then in R&B. Hell, it didn't even really happen in rap, to be honest. And when I say 1.1 million copies, I'm talking about hard physical copies, not downloads, not streams, not retweets. So to say that Usher did his thing is an understatement. And the album, like I said, it blew through the charts. It was hot on the streets. And what was interesting was this album would have had more first week sales, but they had to move it up because it was bootleg so heavy. I know a couple of people who had it on the street, you know, a couple of days before it came out. I didn't want to do that. I went to the record store and I bought it myself, and I bought it the first day that it came out. Cause you know, you had, I'm from that era. Like you had to get it the first day it came out. But this album is an incredible album. Especially as I got prepared to, you know, do this album review, which I do album reviews from time to time. I don't do them as much as I used to. But this one right here, this one's special. And I think this is amongst his discography. His fans tend to argue that this is, you know, probably his best work. And it's hard to disagree when you look at the numbers, not just the numbers as far as sales, but just what this overall theme of this album did. But Usher, I think, you know, he had a lot on the line, and I don't think he backed down from the challenge. I think Usher really came out and he put out an album that he wanted everybody to love and sit with. And this album, this album sat with me for a long time. And it's just as a fan, it's really interesting to see his growth from 8701 to this album. And then also, if you're familiar, I don't know how you couldn't be familiar, but this calendar year, Usher performed at the halftime of the Super Bowl. And I thought he did a pretty good job. I thought it was a very good performance. I thoroughly enjoyed it. It's hard to put all of your hits into a 13-minute segment of a halftime show in front of millions and millions on the world. And to his credit, like I said, he did his thing in the Super Bowl halftime, but his halftime show was the most highest rated TV show and highest rated on TV as far as Super Bowl halftime performances. So, I mean, you got to give him his props, whether or not you liked it or not. Most people I saw that, you know, on social media liked it. I really enjoyed it. And like I said, Usher's a guy that I've been a fan of for a while. And he definitely didn't, you know, disappoint me with this album, you know. And I think, like I said, the biggest thing that I took away from what was leading up to this album was the rumors, the innuendo. Was this album going to be about Chili? Because here's the thing, right? We got word that the album was going to be called Confessions. And when we got word that the album was going to be called Confessions, there was rumors about any and everything going on. Usher said, and I quote, "People assume certain things about me because I said I pull from my personal experiences to make my music. However, my relationship didn't work out, but cheating is not what caused the relationship to collide and crash." Close quote. And there's a lot of speculation that the song Burn is about Chili, but we'll get to that in just a second. But as far as the way that the album was received, the album was received very well in this, you know, very critically acclaimed. Most people, most of the outlet music media outlets that reviewed music enjoyed this album. It was above average album. If you want to go by ranks, I mean, I know, you know, they don't do the mics in the source, for our R&B albums, but, this is a very good album. It's a very, very good album. I mentioned a little earlier, the producers, he had an all-star cast as far as producers on this album. First he went back to the old well, his partner in crime, Jermaine Dupri, produced on the album. Lil Jon produced on the album. Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis, Robin Thicke, the great Brian Michael Cox, hip hop producer Just Blaze, Dre and Vidal, Bobby Ross, amongst others. And like I said, he had a slew of producers. He has literally an all-star cast of producers. And this album did not disappoint. The singles that were released from this album, Yeah, which was released January of 2004, Burn, the aforementioned Burn, which was released right before the album dropped March 21st, Confessions Part 2, which was released June 1st, 2004, My Boo with Alicia Keys, which was released August 29th, 2004, and then Caught Up was released January 3rd, 2005. So the album, like I said, it did numbers. It was something that, you know, he was able to tour off of. He was able to do so much and bring so much music. And again, even in his Super Bowl halftime performance, he was able to include several songs from this album. So let's get into the track listing. First, the album starts off with the intro, and then track two, we get to the lead single, Yeah, featuring Lil Jon and Ludacris. This is probably Usher's most popular song. And I still marvel at the fact how Lil Jon got this off when he used the same beat for like three or four different other songs. But that's a story for another day. But this song is a jam. It's infectious. The rap from Ludacris was on point. And then Lil Jon, and here, be clear. Understand this when I tell you, if you weren't outside when this album came out, Lil Jon, there was nobody hotter on the street than Lil Jon at this point. Lil Jon and Eastside Boys, smoking. So yeah, he had that going for him. And so to have Lil Jon and Ludacris on the lead single, two ATLians as well, it was a perfect way to kick off the album. Then we get to track three, Throwback, produced by Just Blaze. Listen, this, when I first heard it, I was taken aback because, like, I'm thinking, like, okay, you got Just Blaze on here? Because, I mean, anybody knows Just Blaze is a phenomenal hip-hop producer. And he's been known to dabble in R&B, but I didn't see this coming, right? And so, you know, to have Just Blaze do this one right here, and to have Jadakiss rapping on it as well. Listen, this joint right here really became one of my favorite tracks on the album quickly. Then we got to track four, Confessions Interlude. It's an interlude. I mean, it sets up Confessions 2, Part 2. Now, Confessions Part 2 is where Usher explains how he has something to say. His cheating led to him getting another woman pregnant in spite of him being in a relationship with another woman. Now, when people first heard this, they really thought this was about Chili. They thought Usher had a chick on the side and a kid on the side of Chili. And he said that was quite contrary. But it's a beautifully written song written by Jermaine Dupri and Brian Michael Cox, two incredible songwriters. I mean, low-key, two of the best. And I'm not even a big fan of Jermaine Dupri, I'll be honest. But songwriting and producing is what he does best. And the combination with him and Brian Michael Cox, who is a very accomplished songwriter and very slept on too. I mean, people know him in the industry, but he's very, very, very much slept on, and his fingerprints were all over some of the baddest tracks on this album. But yeah, Confessions Part Two is a fan favorite. It's one that people still jam to this day. And it's one of Usher's staple songs on this album. Then the next track, Burn, the aforementioned Burn. And again, people still listen to this song. And no matter what Usher says and no matter what Chili says, people still associate this song with his relationship with Chili, or the lack thereof, or what used to be their relationship. And then the next track, track 7, Caught Up, produced by Dre and Vidal. This song, man, I'll be honest, I wasn't sure about this song the first time I heard it. The first couple of times I heard it, I was like, it's okay. And then one day it just hit me. I was like, wait a minute. He said, what? Oh, okay. Okay. And then it took off. It really, really took off for me. And that joint just, you know, really continued to bang for me going forward. And it became another favorite. Then we get to track 8, Superstar Interlude. Typical interlude, you know, and that's another thing too, like, is missing from R&B, if you want to be honest. Well, you probably can't do interludes now because, you know, a lot of R&B albums, they're like 57 seconds. So you can't have an interlude before a 57-second song. Your interlude should be at least 57 seconds, but I digress. So the next track, track 10, Superstar. Man, listen. This track, produced by Dre and Vidal, this is the joint. This track is my favorite track on the album. And there's a story that I have to go with that track. So one day, and this was not long after this album had come out, we were riding in the car, right? And she turned the radio down, so I couldn't hear what was being played. We were talking, and she was like, I want to play something for you. And I was like, what are you talking about? And so she hit play, and she hit track 9, Superstar. This is for you, my number one. This is for you, my number one. My number one. Spotlights, big stage, 50,000 fans screaming it away. Bodyguards and limousines, this is the way I see you in my dreams. Paparazzi flash, 100 pictures all of you hanging on my bedroom wall. I'm a kid again, I feel like 13, but I mean, since we fell in love, girl, I feel. And when Usher comes on, he starts singing, and just the words really, because I had not paid attention to the words. And man, she kind of just laid her head on my shoulder, and that was a moment. Like, she was basically saying, like, I am your number one fan. And for your lady to tell you that she's your number one fan, I mean, like, that's always special. I mean, even if you feel it like that, or they show it to you all the time, that's one thing. But to have it happen in real time, it was a dope moment. And, you know, we still kind of blush when that song comes on, you know what I mean? Like, so, and even like when he performed it at the Super Bowl, I looked over at it and I winked. That's our joint. So, still love that song to this day. And then the next joint, track 10, Truth Hurts, produced by the legends, Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis of the time, or formerly of the time. Another banger, man. Another banger. I at this point, I don't think Usher's missed, right? He hasn't missed. And then he slows it down a little bit at the next track, track 11, Simple Things, again, produced by Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis. Not as good as Truth Hurts, but it's still a good joint. And then track 12, Bad Girl, another Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis production. I love Bad Girl. I love the way it comes on. I think this is like a typical Usher song, and it's in the pocket, and I think it just goes. Then we get to track 13. That's What It's Made For, another Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis production. Like I said, who were all over this album. This one's okay. You know, I'm not, you know, it's decent. It kind of falls off a little bit. And then we get to track 14, Can You Handle It, produced by Robin Thicke. This one's a good solid track as well. Then we get to track 15, Do It To Me, produced by Jermaine Dupri and Brian Michael Cox. Now here's where I think they probably should have ended the album. I think I could have stopped at Can You Handle It. They didn't. And it's not that these songs are bad songs, but I just think like the level was so high, I think it kind of tailed off at the end, and that's okay. Track 16, Do It To Me, and then track 15, Do It To Me, track 16, Take Your Hand, and then track 17, Follow Me. Again, those three tracks, they're solid. They're not bad. I think they could have been left on the cutting room floor. You know what I'm saying? Like it wasn't, again, not bad, not great. Decent to carry the album to its completion. If you're saying, okay, hey, we got to get to, you know, to an hour, that gets you to an hour. My overall thoughts, I think this album is a very, very good piece of work. I think Usher really honed in on what he does well, and that's the ballads, even his mid-tempo, and then he was able to blend in some hip-hop. This album really has a lot for everybody. I mean, like, if you like hip-hop, you can get a little hip-hop with Just Blaze and Jadakiss, and, you know, of course, yeah. If you like R&B, he's got the ballads in here. And then he's got up-tempo joints, too. I think Usher really kind of covered all of his bases on this one. This album still resonates with a lot of people. It still goes hard. It still is a piece of work that I think people still, you know, can gravitate to and still listen to. I, just on a personal note, I thoroughly enjoyed listening to it, you know, as I was coming up around the time for me to do this album review. And it just reminded me like how good this album was and still is. And you know the hits, but I mean, like I said, a joint like Superstar, or you take a joint like Throwback. I mean, Throwback still just does something to me. And I think that's the beauty of music. Like when you can make something and it be 20 years old and you can come back to it and it still feels fresh, it still feels as good as it did 20 years ago. I think you're saying something and you're doing something. Obviously, this album had a lot of commercial success, but I think overall, what it did, it showed us how great Usher could be. And while he was building toward this, this, if you want to say where he peaked, this might have been the peak album for him. But nonetheless, I mean, I think Usher still, he put his stamp on this one. And I think ultimately, I think his fans and everybody else still really appreciate this album. And, you know, I'm sure, I haven't seen Usher in concert. I know he's had the residency in Vegas for what, the last year or two. But everybody that I know who's seen Usher in concert in Vegas said that he puts on a great show. And a lot of the songs that he plays and sings and he does and performs come from this album, obviously. And so I would say definitely get a chance to see him, because at the time of this recording, Usher is on tour. At the time of this recording, he did drop another album. I heard a couple of songs on the album. Sounds pretty good. It's not as good as this, at least from what I've heard, but I don't necessarily know that he could do this again. And that's okay. The thing is if you can give people music, good music, the fans are going to keep coming back. I mean, ultimately, that's what it is. In conclusion, I think when you think about Usher Raymond, you're going to think about this album. I mean, like, I don't think you could, I don't think anybody could talk or have a conversation about Usher or a discussion or an argument for that matter and not talk about the Confessions album. The Confessions album is a staple in his catalog. It is a staple for his fans. It is a staple for, you know, music lovers who just enjoy Usher Raymond. And I think it's a part of his legacy. I think this album will definitely go down as a piece. Again, the backstory was that, you know, this was about a relationship and him coming forth about his miscomings or shortcomings, if you will, in the relationship. But this album was way more than what we thought it was going to be as far as the gossip piece that we thought was going to happen. If he had done Confessions in 2024, I don't know if he could have called it Confessions, because TMZ would have had it and they would have had, you know, they would have had pictures of him walking out with his girlfriend and all that kind of stuff like that. And this is the one that he's cheating with Chili on and all this stuff like that. So, and Usher, I think recently he got married, right? Yeah, he got married, right? I think earlier this calendar year, to his longtime girlfriend. So, hopefully he's happy. I know Chili moved on, and, you know, and we got a great album. I don't know about any of the rumors and innuendo, even 20 years later. And again, I live in the city, so it's like, I know people who are close to them, and I don't care. We got a great album. So ultimately, that's all that matters. And again, this is a part of Usher's legacy that nobody can ever take away. That's going to do it for me. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for checking out this edition of the 12 Kyle podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast if you haven't done so already. The podcast is everywhere. We have a YouTube channel. Go to YouTube, subscribe there. We have audio and video of every episode. If you're on social media, Twitter X, Facebook, Instagram, the podcast is there as well. 12 Kyle podcast, as well as me, 12 Kyle. If you feel so inclined, hit us up on Cash App, $TWELVEKYLE. Remember, this podcast drops every Thursday at midnight. From time to time, we drop bonus episodes on Sundays at midnight. And this podcast can be found anywhere, any place where you get your fine podcast, or wherever you're listening to it right now. That's where you can find it. So be sure to subscribe, and then pass the word. Tell a friend and tell a friend. And that's going to do it for me. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been another edition of the 12 Kyle podcast, as we talk about Confessions, the album from Usher, 20 years later on the 12 Kyle podcast. I'll catch you guys next time. 5 G's. Cheers.